February 11th, a couple of days from Valentine's Day. Before we start anything, there are a lot of two-hour delays out in the rural areas outside of the city of Toledo. You can check those out on our Q105 Facebook page, thanks to our friends at 13ABC. Floyd is yet again dying, but you'll live.
I sure will.
I think. This is the Morning Reboot. We are excited to have you along with us to start your week whenever you're doing that, whether it's now or you're listening to this at your podcast time of day. Remember, if you'd like to get the podcast, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link. Later on, we'll give you a number and a national keyword to text a little bit before 9 o'clock, and you can text that word and hopefully win $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff. Today on the show, Floyd will try to avoid death and the measles. We're going to have an early panel full of ladies, and I am wondered. I mean, we have some delays, not major delays. I'm curious to see how the delays affect panel full of ladies. Just after 7 o'clock, as I glance through these, Fremont, Fosteria, Gibsonburg, Otsego, Sylvania's got a two-hour delay, Tiffin,
Anthony
Finley,
Wayne, too.
BG, Anthony Wayne.
Oh, Washington Local.
They just popped up?
Yes. Oh, TPS is about to follow.
TPS is next.
Maybe
we'll have to rearrange some of the things in the show. There is a winter weather advisory, but that's from tonight into tomorrow. Your ex is this Toledo zoo animal, because there's a zoo that's letting you name a snake after your ex. Janet and Mid will be here a little bit after 8 o'clock to get you a free astrological reading. And towards the end of the show, we'll wrap it all up with most liked tweet of the morning. I think I got to everything. 419-240-1055 is the number to be a part of the show. Whenever you'd like, you can text and or call 548. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi, it's me.
Maybe we need two of you.
No, clone me.
One can, and one is sick, the other one can come in.
Yeah, the world is not ready for sick Floyd, because he breaks down like a baby. But it's good, though. I'm okay. You know, it's just, it's a sore throat and sniffles. Like you said, you always feel worse when you wake up. Maybe throughout the day, I'll be good.
I'll monitor you.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I did that live video Friday, and I started getting sniffly. My mom even called me out on being sick, and I was like, no, I feel fine. Legit did my show. Woke up Saturday. Guess what time I slept till?
6:30 at night?
I sure did.
So you, what time did you go to bed at?
Oh, I kind of left the show kind of early because I felt like kind of crummy and I didn't drink again. Womp, womp.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. And I turned down bacon yesterday at brunch. That's how much I did feel good.
Did you go to Manhattan's?
No, I went to McCune's. My old roommate and I decided to do something different. And he was like, do you want to still go? And I was like, if I don't get up, I'm not going to want to get up and be motivated. So we went, and then I literally went back home, and I was going to meet him out at 5, and he's like, hey, we're still going out, and I send him a picture of me in bed, like, not happening. Nope. So I slept all weekend. And then watched the Grammys.
You didn't outsleep me.
Oh,
I
can give you a run for your money, though.
Maybe. Saturday, I definitely slept all day, and then I was going to wake up. I said, okay, if I'm going to waste today, I've got to have a productive tomorrow. I woke up at like 6:30 yesterday morning. I was like, why would I want to be productive? Like, it's nice not having to do anything. So I just slept all day. Now, I wanted to watch some shows, but I just pushed until tonight.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Jody's husband, Josh, came over on Friday and finished up. There was one spot left in my house that still needed the flooring put down. And now it's done. And it looks marvelous. And they have one dog. Her name is Scarlett. She's six, and she's a great, great dog. And they just got a puppy 8-10 days or so ago. And I said to Josh, I was like, why don't you bring the dogs over? And he replied with, do you want me to bring the puppy? I said, that'll do. So we brought the puppy over.
Is it like baby fever? Do you have puppy fever?
Knowing that it could arise, I did my best to keep it at bay.
But the seed was planted?
Well, not really, because she was a lot of work.
Like, okay.
And I was concerned for accidents and tearing things up, and she was so well behaved. Josh had to run over to Home Depot to get something to finish up the job, And I said, well, we can do this one of a couple of ways. We can both go, and one of you, I'll stay in the car with her, or I stay here, and all the dogs stay with me. So we did that. And she cried a couple of times.
Aww.
She's definitely a daddy's girl.
Is she?
Aww. She cried a couple of times, but then she fell asleep on my lap, was all passed out. And she wanted to play with Andre, but Andre wasn't having it. I don't know why. And then Diddy wanted to play with her. She's about, I don't know, 15 pounds, if that.
Okay.
And Andre wanted to play with her. She's like, no way. He's too big. I'm not having this. But she was very self-sufficient because she found some of their balls. They only have balls for toys to play with.
Uh-huh.
And she played ball by herself and kept flipping it up and chasing it and flipping it up.
She's going to tire herself out.
Chasing it. And then there was a time where the balls kept rolling underneath the couch. And I pushed the couch as close to the wall as I could. Mm. And she still kept trying to get back there. And I'm like, great, I'm gonna have a cat sneaks behind the washing machine or something.
Oh yeah, so, yeah. But well, that's good though. A typical Eric Chase weekend: puppies, home improvement, sleep.
It's trending that way, isn't it?
It's trending that way, isn't it? But was this your last project that you had to do in your place?
That needed to be done, I suppose. Okay. Everything else is
in due time.
Everything else, I guess, is, I don't even, like, in due time.
Okay.
Like, there's some days I look at it and go, all right, I can move now.
Right.
Everything's, the next big thing I would guess is, if I can get an infusion of some money, would be the kitchen so I could swap out the appliances. Mm. I asked Josh for some suggestions of what I could do upstairs in the geeky room.
In the geeky room.
But everything that is done that needs to be done, I've been very fortunate that it's as easy as it could be.
Sorry.
You're totally fine.
Lubricating my throat.
No, it's fine. how were your... Oh, by the way, this is the morning reboot. It's 5:53. Eric Chase and Floyd. How were the performances Friday night?
They were good. I had a great time. So I made a boo-boo. I made the theme up for this week. It was show tunes and soundtracks because I thought the Academy Awards were this Sunday. They were the Grammys.
Right.
So I was a week ahead of time. But no,
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, so I was way ahead of time. But it still worked out. I mean, most Academy Award nominated songs are Grammy Award winners. So it kind of worked anyway. So they were good. It was a cast full of everyone. And our friend Becca, a.k.a. TaylorMade, proposed to her fiance.
Aww.
And there's a video of that. I gotta track that video down so I can post it on my Facebook.
Ashley texted me the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I won't read this on the air. I will just let you snicker to it. There we go.
Yeah.
You can bring that on the air at your discretion.
Yeah, I did see that. But in my defense, Ashley, I apologize.
One? The first or second one?
The first one. And also the second one. I stand by that statement. I just don't want her to hate me. I don't know. I know her name. I do it all the time. I do it at work, too, with people I work with. I don't know what it is.
Did your mom, what's your sister's name?
Tiana.
Okay. Maybe it's different because you're a boy and she's a girl. But my grandparents did it all the time and my mom.
Oh, no.
Were your mom calls you different names?
I'm always Tiana and she's always Floyd. I don't know if.
So she does swap
she
them?
She does swap every now and then and we'll be like, or it's even worse now because I have a nephew. And he's always Floyd. And my nephew's like, my name is not Floyd.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So I don't know either. And I caught myself real quick. And I ran around. I was like, I called you so-and-so again, didn't I? She goes, yes. I go, I can understand if you hate me. She goes, I'm fine. I was like, okay, just making sure. Because that's ignorance if I keep calling you by the wrong name. And we're pretty much friends now, but I keep doing it. And it's the same name.
I read something last week. And
maybe
I don't know.
Janet can tell me why I keep messing up people's names.
I don't know if it was for work or whatever, but it suggested that people should wear name tags at all times.
I could benefit from that.
And I half read it, so I don't know if it was tongue-in-cheek or what. But then, now I'm thinking that maybe for your benefit, wearing name tags might be helpful.
She is the only one I do it to. She's one of the two people I do it to, and I do it to another girl at work. Like, we don't really work close together, but I'm always like, hey, so-and-so. And she's like, And I go, oh, sorry. Oh, I'll go back to my room now. But yeah, I apologize. I'm only human, you guys.
We have a couple of minutes still left here in our first segment. We'll play the rated game shortly. Can I, before we dig into it real deep in about an hour or so, can I get some thoughts on the Grammys last night?
They, in my opinion, were very entertaining. Do you want my grade?
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to give it a B, and I'm going to give Alicia Keys hosting a C.
How about her playing two pianos at once?
That was an A+. Yeah. And I like the little medley she did with all the songs. Yep. So. My only gripe about it, and we'll get to an entertainment, she constantly looks sleepy.
Pete Davidson disease?
No. I just think she partakes in the earth.
The weed?
Yeah.
Is it her lack of makeup?
No, because she's naturally pretty, so it doesn't work.
Well, but I know, but I mean, like, compared to everyone else who is all made up, they look, you know, glowing and stunning.
No, I just, it's either, like, I started, like, a little Twitter thing yesterday on the tweet. I can't talk this morning. I said, either A, she's really high, she's real, real tired, or she wears glasses, because she was just squinty McSquinterson last night. But she did a good job. It wasn't political. She wasn't really funny. She kept it with the music. She celebrated women, which is what the Grammys were going for. So she did pretty well.
I have two big takeaways from the entire night.
Mm-hmm.
Drake's speech, and I know he's always been derisive of the Grammys for not being more inclusive with hip-hop, and I think his sentiments are dead on. We don't need these big, seemingly monolithic award shows to define success. And he's right. People are taking their hard-earned money and buying our stuff and singing our stuff, and that applies to anything in life. You don't need a specific award to denote greatness. And then they cut him off.
And then the Grammys were like, nope.
Yeah.
So that's your last Grammy, Aubrey Graham.
And and then Ariana's ill-timed tweet.
Yeah.
This bothered, like,
the one about Cardi.
Yeah, where she tweeted out trash.
Well, gotta keep in mind, Nicki Minaj is her best friend, so like she has loyalty, but I agree with you. I was just like, girl, go to sleep. You won your kudos to her. She won like each award she was nominated for, except one. So, girl, go to sleep.
It's more along the lines of, so she tweeted out trash when Cardi won, when Mac Miller was in that, what, best rap category? Yeah. Best solo rap. And then she took it back, and then there were, like, expletives, and she deleted all that stuff. So she knows what she was doing.
Yeah.
It was definitely premeditated. She wanted to create a bit of a rise. Just own it.
Right.
Just own it. I mean, instead of backpedaling.
She started, I posted it on my Facebook. She was trolling the Grammys from the beginning. So there was a video, and it's not on Instagram anymore, but they had like a little red carpet in her apartment or wherever her house was. And she was walking down the aisle, walking down the fake one. And like, she had like her posse of girls who were, I think they're like her backup dancers and dancer. They were just like, Ari, Ari. Like, she did like mock poses, and it was funny. Like, I got where she was coming from. But I think she just got bored afterwards, so she just started spitting off at the mouth, and I was like, ooh, girl, don't do that.
There's one website that I go to regularly, and they had basically said that the Grammys is already a debacle over the Ariana Grande tiff, and this was on like Thursday or Friday, and I agree. I still stand by my words that it was a great show.
It was.
They needed her, and she needed them. Just settle the beef and do it, especially since she won.
She did win. She won like
best pop album.
From best pop album, and there's a few other awards not on air. Like Pharrell won for producer for her album and stuff. So she racked up some awards. It was good. Oh, what was I going to say? Also, I'm going to say this, and I said it on Facebook last night. The Grammys were on for an hour, and they only gave away two awards. They went into hour two. You know how many awards they gave away then? Staggering three. There's so many performances. Some of them fell flat.
It's about entertainment, not necessarily giving out the awards. And you're right, this is a fuller list here of some of the ones that didn't make the show, like the Pharrell one, which I didn't read anywhere about. Mm-hmm. And we'll wrap up this segment with this. Can we have one freaking award show where Beck doesn't win anything?
Okay. Why is he still a thing?
I have no idea.
I feel like he was, when I was in sixth grade, he was like, the artist. Right. Him and, this is going to date me, him and Jamiroquai. Like, you know what I mean? There's your two people from like 97 who are just like still pushing. I don't know about the other one, but Beck is always there. He's like the Gwyneth Paltrow of the Grammys. Like people like him, but we don't know why.
And every time it seems like the Grammys don't want like a hip hop act to win or the obvious choice to win because it's pop, they give something to Beck. But he's on that winner's list. Let's take a quick break in less than 15 minutes. We'll do the rated game, including some things from the Grammys last night. 6 o'clock on the morning reboot. Q105. All right, 614, Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Flood. You can call now if you want, or play along via text, the rated game, 419-240-1055. First, looks like everybody but TPS is delayed.
I know, I keep refreshing.
2 hours.
And they, don't they have like 6:30 or so, some to call it?
Cause... I don't know. Washington Local, Wasion, Sylvania, Otsego, North Baltimore, Fostoria, Finley, 2 hours pretty much. Everywhere I look, and you can check out these on our Q105 Facebook page. Thanks to our friends at 13 ABC, and I think it's a level 1 snow emergency.
Yeah, and if you're going out, be careful. It was
really
slick. It was slick. The 5 roads I take here, one was clear. Okay. Detroit.
I had no issue getting here. It was kind of a peaceful drive.
Maybe they work from there down. Because I always feel like when I get up, I'm like, really? Dorr Street's a major street. In my opinion.
I agree. All right, rated game. How this works is I will give you something, then you will tell me overrated, underrated, properly rated. If you'd like to call and play, you're welcome to do that. 419-240-1055. 6:15 in the morning, reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. Full Grammy recap in about 45 minutes. Janet Amid after 8, and shortly before 9, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Are you ready, Floyd?
I'm so ready.
Ready. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. We'll start with, how appropriate, the Grammys.
Yes. They were properly rated. They didn't go above and beyond, but they didn't hit below the belt.
You're going with just last night's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Properly?
Properly rated, yeah.
All right. Let's jump ahead a couple of weeks. And you were off with your Oscars. I was off with the NBA All-Star game.
Okay.
I thought because of all the stuff going on with it, it was last night. But this is how it's Super Bowl, Grammys, All-Star Game, Oscars.
Oscars? Okay, see, I was way off.
So the Oscars are 2 weeks away.
Yes.
And Lady Gaga and Shallow won big.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they will have won big at the Grammys, but not the Oscars.
I don't,
we'll see. But I want to give you the Oscars for overrated, properly rated, underrated.
Overrated. In my opinion. Oh, Justin's going to kill me for saying that.
I don't care. He's not up here. I mean, this is what his relationship with Lucas is. It's teetering on a fence.
Maybe because I'm not a huge movie buff, and then like, so when I do watch the Oscars, I do see some of the movies. So like this year, I'll be invested because I've seen most of them. So I'm like, oh, that was such a good performance. And then like most of the Oscars, they give it to someone I've never heard of, and I'm just like, oh, okay,
okay. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Being MVP at anything.
That's properly rated. I mean. You win it based on stats and your skill, correct?
Mostly. Performance.
Yeah.
Next up, tequila.
Oh, that is so overrated.
Really?
Oh, my ex-roommate drinks it like water and I don't understand it. I sniff it and I get a headache.
Your phone charger.
Ooh, she is underrated because she goes, if she was a worker, she'd be underpaid.
Agreeing.
She's always plugged in 24 hours. I'm like, girl, clock in.
It's the rated game here. overrated, underrated, properly rated. A barbershop.
Oh, they're properly rated. They're there for a reason. I shouldn't go to one, but I don't.
Who cuts your hair?
Me?
You do?
I do. I'm a beauty school dropout.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you know Amani Latif?
I do not, but I love that name.
So Amani has a local comic book business here. He draws his own comics, and they're all African-American characters. And his art is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of in like our little nerd clique online. And he had mentioned he was looking for a barbershop. And then I asked him if we had any like local barbershop like Facebook shows where a bunch of people kind of like I think what LeBron James has made one.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
You sit around, you talk about, you know, life and blah, and he said no, there isn't one, but if I were part of that culture, I would totally start one.
That would be fun.
But can you think off the top of your head a barbershop that you know that people go to?
I used to go to one first first choice on, oh man, right before you enter the trail. I can't think of the street right now off the top of my head. Oh, Airport Highway. Well,
that's a good neighborhood for a barbershop. When I was over the summertime and I'd walk the dogs, I started going down Broadway instead of going up towards Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a barbershop over there just as you kind of creep into the old South End.
Okay.
And I always wanted to walk in there, but I never saw anybody that would welcome me.
And there's one next to the original sub shop. It's open on Sundays. Okay. Is that the one you're talking about?
A little further down, I think.
Okay. But yeah, because I'm always busy, but I drive past, I'm like, I should stop in there and get a haircut. They're open on Sundays.
Ready for a couple more?
Yes.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. It's Eric Chase and Floyd Q105. Drake.
I think he's overrated. I just think he is. He doesn't really offer anything different that another hip-hop artist can do.
Okay. I have two Jennifer Lopez songs.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez, let's go.
If You Had My Love, her very first song.
I love that song. It's probably one of my favorites of hers. That is underrated.
Many Years Later with Pitbull, I'll narrow it down. On the Floor.
On the Floor. Is that the, I want to dance. I don't.
Sure.
What's On the Floor? Okay. We'll just say underrated because I feel like it would be a good song if I heard it.
Okay. Ice Sculptures.
They're so overrated. Like, in my opinion, I'm sure there's an ice sculptor who's like, how dare you? My art is valid.
Janet Jackson.
Ooh, she is underrated. Well, there's different variations. Like, now Janet, she's underrated because she's still touring and she's 52, has a banging body, and gives you a show like she's Janet from 97.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Last one. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, Funerals.
Wow. They're properly rated depending on the person. It's a celebration of life. Properly rated because there's nothing you can do afterwards. They either get cremated or put in the ground or put in a little mausoleum. Properly rated?
Sure.
It's the exit of life.
Or,
bye, girl.
Or you're celebrating their death because you hated the person.
I would never do that. I would just not go to their funeral and eat pizza rolls and listen to Thank You Next.
I
What am I doing right now? What is this?
I don't know.
I was flapping.
I'd go to the funeral and eat pizza rolls there and go, thank you, next.
I'd be at
the funeral.
See, if I didn't like someone that was at the funeral, I'd like get a big old person a bag of chips, and as they're like giving the eulogy, I'd be like, these chips is so good. They'd be like, sir, can you be quiet? No.
They were an a-hole.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
621, side cut, still a big mess. And more news you need to know in just a couple of minutes on Q105.
Q105. Big news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Lots of the ice jams and flooding causing problems still at side cut in Maumee. And it remains closed on River Road between Ford and Jerome. There's dangerous driving conditions, and there's a sign up that says road closed, and if you try to drive past it, you could get fined up to $2,000. So I would expect lots of $2,000 fines because a lot of people don't listen.
Right.
I think
they can beat it.
I keep coming across advertisements for the Fire and Ice Festival, and I wonder if the people putting that on, Promenade Park, Prometic, and whoever else is a part of that, wishes they would have called it something else, because we're all still in the wake of the Fire Festival documentaries.
That might be a draw. That might work in their favor.
It could. It's not this week. It's a week from this Thursday. Thursday the 21st through Saturday the 23rd. A mixture of, you guessed it, fire, fire and ice. It's a free event. And you said that Dora will be expanded?
Yes. I read on a news report on 13ABC a few days ago that, yeah, Dora is expanded to that area. I don't know if it's just for this special occasion or if it's going to be like, for the summer, I would personally think it'd be just, might as well expand it for the summer.
And I would guess,
in my opinion,
as long as you behave and don't act like an idiot.
And knock on wood, we've actually been very, and I say we because I drink too, we've been very respectful with this law. I know I hang out with Adam, and that's Aura, so, and I know the summer, they had the cops patrolling, and there was one time I had a cup out, and it didn't have a Aura cup, and they were just like, hey, you just got to take that in wherever you got it. I go, ooh, I've been walking for a while. And she literally was just like, we got to throw it away. And then if you're respectful, you're like,
yeah,
I did break the rule. It's okay. So throw it away. Go into another bar. You can't take them inside anyway, so
yeah.
At some point, you're going to throw it away.
That's arguably the biggest inconvenience of Dora Aura,
yeah,
is getting a new cup to go into a new establishment.
Right.
But everybody seems to have been on their best behavior.
Yeah, and the rules are in place for a reason. I mean, you know how many underagers are out there. So, like, I understand the rules. And like I said, it was just my little oopsie. And she was very respectful. It was just like, hey, you got to throw it away.
I'm going to assume this is an Oregon man, not Oregon man. This was late last week. I don't think... Have you ever been to Kalahari?
No, but my sister frequents there a lot.
All right, we'll have to talk to Tiana about this. Mm-hmm. Tiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a $100,000 statue there, and a guy smashed it.
Oh, I saw this.
The Erie County Sheriff's deputies on Thursday arrested Sean Miller of the 2200 block of Brown Road. Yeah, he's definitely Oregon. And charged him with vandalism and disorderly conduct. He threw chairs, ripped a wooden cover off a TV monitor, and broke a hand-carved soap statue from Africa. He was attending a conference at the Huron Township Convention Center. His wife told deputies that he'd been drinking.
Okay, so small world. His cousin is my Facebook friend.
Mm.
And shared all the information. And you said the wife said he was drinking?
Yeah.
Via the comments, this is not for me because I was doing some snooping. He has a problem with drinking.
Well,
so yeah, like
not surprised.
Yeah, and it was a pretty hefty statue.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Utility work will require lane closings on eastbound Cherry near downtown for a couple of weeks and close off part of Woodruff for 2 weeks starting today. The work zone will be between Scott and Spielbush on Cherry. Woodruff will be blocked at Cherry with local access maintained from Canton Street. Waterline work, meanwhile, will close a lane on westbound Main between Front and Riverside also for a couple of weeks beginning today. It had a soft opening. Its grand opening will happen later on this week. Are you? You've been to Poco Loco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Cocina de Carlos?
No.
So that's also, they're both Carlos places.
Okay.
And there's,
his food is amazing.
There's that one in Perrysburg. I think he's got one in Waterville as well. And they have mango fajitas, spicy mango fajitas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best Mexican meal I've ever had.
Yeah,
that's it. Cocina de Carlos. Carlos is finally going to open up the fast casual version of his spot, Carlos K. Pasa. After a successful soft opening in December, the restaurant plans to hold its grand opening with the full menu shortly after Valentine's Day. Quick service, fresh ingredients, and healthy options make it a place where all dietary needs are satisfied with something delicious. That is it. Cricket West.
Oh, nice.
Actually,
also not too far.
It's where Ashley's Olive Oil place used to be.
Okay.
Same place.
Yeah, and then I would say this about his restaurants. There's something for everyone. Like, if you're on a specific diet or the fad diet at the time, you can eat there. Like, I'm a diabetic, so, like, it's kind of my cheat place, but, like, if I had an option to go get something, like, that would help me or, like, I can eat, it's definitely that place.
What if I'm extremely alcoholic?
That is like me.
Yeah, the margaritas are delicious.
Yes.
6:39, full Grammy recap and everything else we can squeeze into entertainment before 7 o'clock. And a lot of people are asking, where was Liam at? We'll answer that.
Q105.
We will do a panel full of ladies in about 20 minutes or less than 20 minutes here on Q105, the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, it's good to have you with us. You can text the show amid your two-hour delay, 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. We forgot to mention it on Friday. We didn't mention it to start the show because we're not car people. Do our cars go from A to B? Yes.
Yes.
I forgot people got to see a look at the Gladiator here locally as opposed to having to go up to the North American International Auto Show. So the Gladiator was here this week, and I believe it'll roll out sometime in June or July to purchase and then probably lead the Jeep Fest parade come August.
Yeah, and I was watching my Good Morning 13 ABC, and they're thinking about nothing set in stone yet, moving production up to the end of April. So we may get it a little bit earlier than expected.
Big winners last night: Kacey Musgraves, Lady Gaga, Childish Gambino, her, Cardi B as well. Best album of the year was, I guess, surprisingly, Kacey Musgraves and Golden Hour, and her inauguration win went like this.
And the Grammy goes to
Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves.
Oh my gosh. I never dreamed, Ian, Daniel, come on. I never dreamed that this record would be met with such love, such warmth, such positivity. It seriously means the world to me.
She beat out for that one. I guess a surprise. She beat out Invasion of Privacy from Cardi, whoever and what Brandi Carlile is, Drake's Scorpion, her, Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer, and the Black Panther album.
That was my pick, was Dirty Computer.
I don't know if I can, I don't, I
okay, so, go.
I don't know what to say. I've never listened to anything. I know the name, but that's it.
I know of her. So, like, she's so country. Like, she had the big hair. Her outfit was cute, though. That was a cute little red dress. But just not up my alley.
Maybe they were like, all right, all of these people of color win in the other categories.
I don't think it went that way.
Let us old Grammy people give the album of the year to the white girl.
And I'm not taking anything away from her. Her performance was good, but it was just, it had a message behind it that I didn't latch onto, except like the beautiful rainbow in the background. I was like, oh, that's cute. But yeah, you know what? They were good.
To start the show, a surprise, and a woman who had to restart her speech from all the applause.
From the Motown Records, I walk on the south side. From the Motown Records, I wore out on the south side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade. Music has always helped me tell my story, and I know that's true for everybody here. Whether we like country or rap or rock, music helps us share ourselves.
I just didn't know why Jada Pinkett was up there. Like when the curtain unveiled, like Alicia Keys, like, let me introduce you to some friends of mine. Like, it went up, and I was like, because their silhouettes were really good. I was like, mm-hmm. Who are these people? And like one by one, they lit up, and I was like, oh, Gaga, yes. Oh, J-Lo, yes. Okay, Michelle Obama, she's a Grammy nominee, so I get why she's up there. And then there's Jada Pinkett. And I was like, why are you up here?
How? Why?
Why are you up here? I was so mad.
It was a big night for women. Maybe Gaga's Night to Reign will be the Grammys, not necessarily the Oscars.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you?
I like that better than the radio version we play.
It was good. People hated it. Like on Twitter and Facebook. I think so artistry wise, I get where they were coming from. Like, oh, this is over the top, but it's Lady Gaga.
Everything's over the top.
She was dressed in like, remember the rock band Kiss? Like mm-hmm. She had like these weird platforms on and this psychedelic disco jumpsuit. And I was like, do we expect anything else? Because if she didn't do that, you guys would complain that she's wearing a dress and she's toned down, which she's going to have to be at the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm. Shallow won for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. Also, Best Song Written for Visual Media. Mm-hmm. And Gaga also won for Joanne, Best Pop Solo Performance. So a big night for Gaga. A big night. Cardi B won Best Rap Album because Drake wasn't included. But yet right. He was in Album of the Year. And Drake did accept his award for... Where's...
Oh my God, what was it?
Oh, Best Rap Song, yes. God's Plan.
This is a business where sometimes, you know, it's up to a bunch of people that might not understand, you know, what a mixed race kid from Canada has to say or a fly Spanish girl from New York or anybody else or a brother from Houston right there, my brother Travis. But look, the point is, you've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, Look, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won. But
missed.
That's what the Grammys said. Fade him out.
Going to keep going, but yeah. But that was him dropping body blows on the Grammys. And yeah. You know what? I think he's 1,000% right.
I agree. I mean, it's true, because like there's times like I was actually looking up concerts. I'm going to one tomorrow, and I was just like, "Ooh, what else is happening? What can I spare $55 to see Kelly Clarkson February 21st?"
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like you look at those things, and people do budget. Sometimes they miss payments because it's their what? Maybe it's a kid's birthday. Like,
yep.
Hey, he really does like Drake. Let me see if I can scrap it. And parents always find a way when they want to. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he hit the nail on the head with that one.
It was a big night for Cardi. Here's her win.
I want to thank my daughter because I'm not just saying thank you because she's my daughter. It's because, you know, when I found out I was pregnant, my album was not complete. I had like 3 songs that I was for sure having. And then, you know how it was. Like... We was like, we have to get this album done so I could shoot these videos while I'm still not showing.
Thanks for the behind the scenes.
Right. She was. You could tell that she was taken by, you know, I'm not the biggest Cardi fan, but I'm warming up. You could tell. I like seeing the more humanized version of her. Like, she was, and let's backtrack. She had the best performance of the night.
Let me give you some of that.
Oh.
My girl's so bad, my boy's so real. I ride in his truck, there's a big tall hill.
Better than Camilla?
Big large wheels, burn out flip like 10 car wheels. Cold real chill, I give cross chills. 10 different looks, so my lips so cute.
Yeah, she was great.
I have to find that audio because I'm a jammed. Deja gonna do that, I'm just telling you.
A couple other
good
things. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist. She actually won 2 Grammys, Best New Artist and Best Dance Recording for Electricity. Her pair up with Diplo and Mark Ronson, that was a little surprising to me. I don't even know what Women Worldwide Justice is as Best Dance Electronic Album, and I should know that. H-E-R, won a bunch of Grammys. The biggest absence of the night, besides Liam Hemsworth, who was not feeling well to hang out with Miley, was Ariana Grande. We know about that. She won Best Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener. Maybe this new album will win something next year. And there's one more I wanted to get to as well. Oh, someone has to explain LMA to me because I think her stuff is as basic gets.
That Buddha. Yeah, so...
It sounds like the female version of Next from 20 years ago.
Here's the thing. I was in Detroit, obviously, and I was at a club, and they played this song, and I go, what is this? And the looks that I got from the bartenders, they were like, you don't know this song? I said, no, I don't. And why... She's just repeating the same thing. And why are we dancing to this? She's pretty, and I get why people like the song. But yeah, I'm with you.
It's so simple.
And it's dated.
Yes.
It's so dated.
Do you remember all those like nondescript duo R&B groups from the early 2000s? Like things that, like Joe, Rough Ends.
Okay.
And anything of that ilk.
Yeah.
That's her. And it was okay then, and it's really not. I don't know why people love her and that song and whatever.
But they do.
Okay, we can't like everything.
I know you're trying to wrap up, but did you see your girlfriends last night, Chloe and Haley?
They were great.
They were amazing. I need to see them live. I am a fan.
It's like Beyonce, and the Carters won a Grammy as well for their Carter album. It's like Beyonce, when she isn't asked or isn't needed to perform, she trots them out there as proxies.
They were so good. Like, I remember just sitting there, and I was just like, when they were done, I just went, like I was front row. Like I don't even know musical their harmonies. They were just good, and they looked like they were enjoying themselves. And they're like lovely.
Beyonce is sitting on them, waiting to unleash them for pop stardom.
It's gonna happen. Like they're doing all these circuits, and
soon enough.
Kudos to them.
7:02 The Morning Reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. # some pig. In less than 15 minutes, we've got prizes to bribe you to be on a panel full of ladies. And yes, we'll talk about Valentine's Day.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide.
7:15, we will pull up Judy and Terry in just a second for our panel full of ladies. We've got room for one more if you want to join in. 419-240-1055. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Happy 2-hour delay day. Maybe the best part of the Grammys? No Taylor.
Ooh, yes. She was nominated for a couple, too, though. And they were like...
But had no chance to win.
Yeah, but it's every category she was in, she was nominated with my girlfriend, Ariana Grande.
No performance, no What's the word I'm looking for?
No shocked face when she won.
Oh my God, I am. Like, but actually, this would have been the year for her to be actually be surprised, and it means something.
Yeah.
The last album wasn't that good. I'm guessing the next album will be around in the next month.
We'll get it.
It's coming.
Yes.
All right, let's fill up our ladies for a panel full of ladies first up. Hi, Judy.
Good morning.
Judy, good morning to you too. Judy is married, Metamora. And let's also grab, we've got Terry, 37, married from Toledo. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
First question is for Judy. Judy, is it better, is it good or bad for you to love what your significant other does for a living?
I think it's good because the more common interests that you have and the more you can support your spouse or your mate, you know, the better the relationship. If you don't like what he's doing, then you can't really relate to him.
Yeah, it's your panel, but I agree. Terry, how do you feel? Is it good or bad to love what your significant other does for a living?
I don't think you have to absolutely love it, but I agree that you have to accept it. Absolutely.
Ooh, accept it? What does your significant other do?
He does construction. I don't love it because he can work 7-12.
Right.
Ooh.
So that, you know, that takes a toll on a family, but
sure. Sure.
You got to do what you got to do.
Right. Bills got to get paid.
Yeah.
Judy, what male actor is your crush?
Oh, wow. Johnny Depp all the way.
Really? What, any particular role?
Oh, Captain Jack Sparrow, for sure.
Okay.
Plane and sinker.
Okay, yeah.
No pun intended.
Look at you. You're the only one not on a two-hour delay this morning. You're whip smart here. Terry, what male actor is your crush?
I love Dave Franco, but I also love Mark Wahlberg.
What's the Dave Franco appeal as opposed to his brother?
I don't. Well, I love them both. They're funny.
Okay. Judy, do you have a very unpopular opinion of something that you'd like to share? For instance, I think Chick-fil-A is kind of overrated, and that would be an unpopular opinion. Do you have one?
It's a strange one.
I'm here for strange.
Toothpaste. I'm older, so it's like I come from toothpaste when toothpaste used to be toothpaste.
Okay.
And now it's more like gel.
Okay.
And it just annoys me.
Okay.
It clogs. I don't like the new toothpaste holders either.
Okay.
So there's my beef.
I like that. That's different.
It's very eccentric, like your crush Johnny Depp. Terry, what about you? Can you share an unpopular opinion with the group that you have?
I don't know. I can't really think of one. I have many unpopular opinions.
Well, pick one that most people usually have an issue with of yours.
I don't like disrespectful people.
I would say that's a popular opinion.
That is very popular, actually, yeah.
So no unpopular opinion that comes to you off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head, I'm sorry.
All right, Judy, what bug or creature is really nasty?
Nasty or what I'm afraid of? I'm definitely afraid of spiders. But
yes.
Nasty.
Well, that works too. So if you see like a big hairy spider, you're out.
Oh.
It's burn the house down kind of bugger creature.
No, I'm more like a cat on a ceiling. I actually love all creatures. I respect nature. I am the kind of person that if I find a spider in my house, although I'm deathly afraid of it, I'll still find a way to scoop it in a Tupperware container and throw it outside.
Okay. So it can go tell its friends where you live?
Exactly.
Terry, what about you?
Then they're all in here.
Terry, you see this in your house and it's burn it down.
Centipedes. Done.
That's a good one.
You know what?
I'm
okay with spiders. I've come to appreciate them, but there have been times, and I don't know why centipedes seem to show up most where I live when I'm getting out of the shower, but it's really terrifying, and I feel totally violated.
Or when you pick up something off the floor.
What do you want with all your legs in my shower?
Exactly.
Flynn, what are you saying?
No, I was going to say the worst is, because I don't like centipedes either, is when you, like, maybe your clothes are in the basement and you go to pick it up and put it in the washing machine and it just scurries out of nowhere. And I scream like a banshee and I'm like, nope, can't do it. I'll come back in an hour.
Right. I'm never coming back. I won't go back in that room forever.
Exactly.
I should have stated the question as, what's a burn down your house kind of bug you'd find? And I think we got to it. Last question, Judy, what is the ideal Valentine's Day for you?
Well, you're going to think I'm really corny, but every day is like Valentine's Day and Christmas around here.
It's not corny. That's legit. I like it.
I totally love my husband and my son, and I feel that love every day back from them.
Good for you.
So that's truly, awesome. If I don't even get a card, it's cool. Just show me the love every day.
Every day is Valentine's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is your birthday. I like that. That mindset I like a lot.
Well, thank you.
Terry, ideal Valentine's Day?
I absolutely agree with her. My husband loves me every day. I'm appreciative of it. I love him. So Valentine's Day is just another day.
Good. I like it. Judy, Terry, thanks for being on today's panel full of ladies. Don't go anywhere. We have prizes for both of you. I should have included this in our news.
Mm-hmm.
And I see there's lots of fun discussion about it on the 13 ABC Facebook page about a new Zen Buddhist temple.
I saw that.
Which has the neighborhood in an uproar. And it's not because of any kind of like noise issues.
Yeah, because it's a Buddhist temple. They're very quiet. Right.
There's one guy that has like one guy made a statement, you know, those Buddhist believers and their uproarious silent meditations had like 160 likes. And the people are upset why I figured it would be because of the influx of traffic in the neighborhood.
Oh.
But I was more surprised that we have one Buddhist temple here on Angola Road, Rinson Wake and his people. And I went over there a bunch of times a couple of summers ago. Great place. I actually live closer to it now and I should probably make it more a part of my life. But we'd be very fortunate in this area to have two places to do
awesome.
Such a thing. Have you ever done it? Tried it?
No, I've always looked into it.
It's a pain in the ass to meditate, man. But they will help you.
Okay.
7:23 with the morning reboot on Q105. We're going to stick with kind of like spiders and other icky creatures in just a couple of minutes, but tie it into Valentine's Day.
Q105.
It's 7:36 on Q105, the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. Hey, we have an update.
Oh.
We've got a closing.
Who was it?
BG closes for the day.
And the closing award goes to?
BG. So apparently this is not that unusual, but it's an Australian zoo and they're allowing people to give their very venomous snake the name of their ex. And I say this isn't unusual because there's another zoo, I think it's the New York Zoo, that allows you to name their cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasis on roach.
Yeah.
After your ex.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting here wondering, 419-240-1055, what Toledo Zoo animal, and we have plenty of them, this is a nationally renowned, maybe even a globally renowned zoo, what Toledo Zoo animal would you name for your ex? And it could be a good one. Like, it doesn't have to be like a slithery, snaky, disgusting creature. It could be one of the nicer animals. It could be maybe you have a very happy, amicable relationship with your baby's daddy or your ex. 419-240-1055. So you're working on a thing with Stefan.
Yeah.
When was your last ex?
Year or so ago.
You want to reveal that person's name?
No.
What's it start with?
No.
Okay. What Toledo Zoo animal would you name on their behalf or would you assign to them? I've struggled with this with the person that I last dated because I don't want anybody to take anything the really wrong way.
I took this deeply.
Okay.
They're a chimpanzee.
Okay.
Because they are promiscuous by nature and do not form a pair.
So this person cheated on you.
Logistics. I took this seriously. I was like, I even wrote their names. I was like, which one am I going to talk about? I'll talk about him. He a chimp.
419-240-1055. Toledo Zoo, animals, and your exes. Which one would you assign? Which Toledo Zoo animal would you assign to your ex? I thought, I tried to think long and hard, and I was thinking, what animal was totally fine? And you know what I came up with fine?
What?
The turtle.
The turtle. No, which, okay, so the, like just a regular turtle? Just a turtle?
Just a turtle.
It's a turtle, okay.
Like, I don't talk to this person anymore. I wouldn't talk to a turtle, but I would have an amicable meeting with it. What, like, what okay. was just, what's just fine? Turtles are fine.
It's, I'm going to type in characteristics of a turtle. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, they gave me sea turtles. We don't want sea turtles. Those are precious.
Yeah, I was thinking about the land-bound turtles, not the ones that you see in the aquarium at the zoo.
Oh, you want a tortoise?
Sure.
Those are the ones that live for like 1,000 years, and they slow, and they just eat. They do nothing. I mean, they probably do something. I'm sure that I'm about to get a tortoise rights person to email me. But tortoises, they live long times. They're very independent.
Okay.
They're slow. I guess. I don't really know her that well, so.
I didn't want to come up with some slithery, nasty creature because that wouldn't be right.
Well, I have another ex. I was like, well, the last one was like kind of a negative. We'll do it. The other one was, this is a few years ago. He was a peacock.
Okay.
Because he was just eccentric and out there, and I was like, oh, this is cool. But then like we went out and I was like, oh, you're a bit much. You need to put your feathers back, sir.
Okay.
So yeah, like that's that a good thing though. That's a good thing though. Like he was himself, and I was like, good for you, but that's a little too much for me. Give me a turkey.
Upon my first visit to the zoo, I came across the cassowary. Can you go C-A-S-S-A-W-A-R-Y, cassowary. And you know, they have the little blurb in front of the exhibit.
What is that?
And I don't do.
We have those at the Toledo Zoo?
Yeah. I don't do the whole spirit animal, spirit creature thing, but myself and this bird did have a lot of traits in common.
No, just. They're ugly.
Well, I don't think we have that in common.
No, they're kind of cute. The baby ones are ugly, then they get older. Oh, I like the colors. Is it because they're independent and they're like loners?
Yep.
That's the first description of temperament. They only get together with others to mate, and then they leave.
Yep.
Okay.
So that would be my spirit creature. And if somebody called me, if the woman...
You're majestic looking.
I am majestic, am I not?
I agree.
The woman that I called a turtle would call me a cassowary. I would be completely content with that.
Can you just ever say, the woman I called a turtle? She's a tortoise at best.
It's 7:42.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
The morning reboot on Q105. We still have a lot of things to clean up from last night's Grammys. We'll get a little deeper into why Liam Hemsworth wasn't there. Also, a boyfriend of the show, not posted on the wall.
Oh, we need to add someone?
The arch enemy of Ryan Reynolds is a step closer to an EGOT.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Did he win something last night?
Yeah.
For The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
I told you that movie's so good.
It is. All my sleeping weekends, all my my weekends of hibernation are pushing me back on movies.
He's missing an Oscar.
Correct.
Yeah.
We'll go into that and then recap who won what last night. It was certainly a big night for Cardi and Gaga and whatever Casey Musgraves is.
She's a turtle.
She's a turtle. I like that. She's just nice and probably travels with her house on her back.
Did you see a picture of her? I know you're trying to wrap up, but like
she looks very small.
She's totally country, like that big old hair. The higher the hair, the closer to Jesus.
Is that the thing?
That's totally a country thing.
Did you make that up?
No, I've heard Dolly Parton or someone country said it. I'm not going to pin it on one person. They probably all say it.
The higher the hair, the closer to Jesus.
Yeah, or it's the higher the hair, the closer to God. Yeah. You know how they all are.
I don't.
But you know every country artist is like, I'd like to thank Jesus and my husband, Ray, and my John Deere.
There's one thing you can hold me to my entire life. I would guess that I will be in media in some form until I stop working.
Mm-hmm.
I will never. And I'm not a never say never person. I will never work at the country radio format.
Well, I think I have a lot of stuff going against me in that aspect too, but you never know.
Okay. 7:44. Lots to do with the Grammys coming up before 8.
Q105.
All right, 7:57 on Q105, the morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. In less than an hour, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. That was Adele. There hasn't been any new Adele music in like 3 years. Her not Adele twin, Lauren Daigle, whose song we do play, You Say, won a Grammy last night. Best contemporary Christian music performance or song, You Say, Lauren Daigle.
It's a Christian song?
I know. Doesn't it make you like it a little bit less now?
Yeah.
I know. Me too. Hmm. Where was Liam last night as Miley performed In My Blood with Shawn Mendes? He was at the hospital all day long. He had to cancel a full day of press for Isn't It Romantic with Rebel Wilson, which comes out later this week. Yeah, he texted us this morning. He was in the hospital overnight, so hopefully he'll be fine. It's not clear whether Hemsworth will attend the Isn't It Romantic premiere tonight in L.A., which was slated to feature the star couple. So, not feeling well.
It's going around. I feel you, bro.
Miley also performed with Dolly Parton last night. Some of the other performances of note last night, maybe the most sexual performance of the night.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Two-time Grammy winner as of last night, Best New Artist, and won an EDM award as well. St. Vincent and Dua Lipa.
So good. It's so good.
You either know who St. Vincent is.
Not a clue, but I downloaded her album last night. She's amazing.
I was going to say, you either love her or have no idea who she is.
So when I think of collaborations, I think of what they did. They did a mashup of both their songs, and it was seamless. It was just amazing, and they oddly played off that they look alike.
Yep.
And then there was like this weird lesbian type love singing, like it wasn't sexual, but it was like sensual, and it was just good, and they had good chemistry. For I'm pretty sure they were just thrown together within like the week of the Grammys. They were the probably one of the best collaborations, because you know they try, you got mail, you know, they kind of like throw the collaboration, like the Grammy collaboration.
They're planned,
but like I feel like these two, how long do you think they have to rehearse is what I'm trying to say.
A good week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like they have chemistry, like they were on tour together, you know what I mean?
Well, they are professionals, so.
I mean, no, but because Post Malone and Red Hot Chili Peppers, that was like womp.
It was just loud noises.
And no, they just didn't flow together.
He was
Maroon 5 and Travis Scott.
Post Malone was not a big winner last night. Lady Gaga was. Here's some of Shallow sans Bradley Cooper. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. I think three Grammys for Gaga last night. Two for Shallow, one for Joanne.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper was at the BAFTAs, we're sure?
The BAFTAs. So, yeah, and she was... I think there's something up between those two.
Good or bad? Like they don't like each other?
I think they're in a throuple because she's engaged.
And he just had a newborn, I think, with his model girlfriend.
Oh, he has a girlfriend? Okay, so then the throuple. That's four people.
Lady Gaga's also some pointed words last night.
If I don't get another chance to say this, I just want to say I'm so proud to be a part of a movie that addresses mental health issues. They're so important. And a lot of artists deal with that. And we got to take care of each other. So if you see somebody that's hurting, don't look away. And if you're hurting, even though it might be hard, try to find that bravery within yourself to dive deep and go tell somebody and take them up in your head with you. I love you. Thank you so much to the Grammys. Thank you.
Thoughtful stuff.
Deep.
Thoughtful stuff.
Oh, I forgot. I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
Sorry. So you know how Ariana Grande wasn't performing?
Was not to be found.
Right. Did you notice that every commercial break, it was an Ariana Grande commercial for T-Mobile?
I didn't.
It was so good. So like the first one was, it was like the whole commercial break was T-Mobile's Ariana Grande app, whatever, Seven Rings. It was literally the whole song. And I was like, is anyone catching this shade right now? She didn't have to perform. She won. Like Alicia Keys was like, we'll be right back after this message. It was like,
that's not her. That's the advertisers.
Doesn't matter.
Stuff.
It was still good. You know, she was sitting at home.
It's just another reason why they had to work this out.
Yeah.
She did win best pop vocal album for Sweetener. And she also tweeted untimely trash after Cardi B won for best rap album, where Mac Miller was also nominated. Then she got rid of that. And then she started to tweet out expletives. And it was just a big mess. And I didn't like that she took, she's too old. She's too mature. She should be too mature to be playing these Twitter games.
She's 25. That's what Twitter's for. Like, sorry, I'm going to defend her. I mean, we've all posted stuff and like we've deleted, but like you said earlier, just own it because you felt it.
Right.
And that's what it was.
Then stay with it.
Yeah.
Don't drop it out there and then pull it back.
Yeah.
Because she's playing games.
I'm sure someone in her camp was like, hey, Ari, don't do that.
She was like,
She's like, thank you, next.
We also got what most people were looking for. It doesn't really come across in this, so listen for the end, and the video is on our Q105 Facebook page. He is blue.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamb, none of that ringing a bell.
So we got a blue Will Smith who's quite hulked out for his role as the genie
in
Aladdin.
I'm in. But here's the thing. It's the same thing that someone said when they cast Beyonce as Nala. It was like, dear Beyonce, we don't need a Texan playing an African lion. Because she plays the same character in every role. When I heard him talk, I was like, ugh, this genie's from Bel Air. Like, you know what I mean? I just hear it. It's just, he just has that voice. But I'm in. I'm not mad that he looks blue. I think he's doing good. I think it looks good. People were mad. They're like, "It looks like the genie." I said, "No, no one's gonna look like
a cartoon."
A cartoon. Calm down, people. I'm in. I got chills when I saw the trailer. I like that he's blue. He's just a likable person, minus his wife, who kind of freaks me out. But whatever.
And I know people didn't love Mary Poppins like I expected them to.
Mm-hmm.
But find me a Disney movie that's flopped. It's hard. It's really hard.
No. Yeah. I mean, they're just going to keep giving. And I know it's not, it's been out. The trailer's been out. The Dumbo movie.
Yep.
It gave me all the feels last night. I said, I'm feeling for this elephant right now. It's not even a real elephant. I was like, why do I feel this way?
I don't love that they changed the intro
of Dumbo.
Yeah.
I don't know the original. I have to look it up then.
So far as I can recall, the mother doesn't die.
Mm.
She just kind of disappears.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because they're looking for her. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Let people have it. Let people have it. Like, are we going to take out Bambi's mom dying when that happens too?
No one wants a live movie of Bambi. That will be the first flop.
Who would play Bambi?
What? Like, voice wise?
Melissa Joan Hart. I don't know. Just came in my head. 805, Jen and Amid will be by shortly to give you a free astrological reading. Our show, The Morning Reboot, is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nation.
817. Maybe I think that's Janet now. I think I just saw her drive
there
by.
She is.
8:17 on Q105. Wait, we got stuff to do here. She can let herself in.
Oh, let herself in.
She can let herself
good.
In. And I'll have you call here momentarily. Right before 9 o'clock, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. So I connected with Brandy, one of the owners of Axe 419.
Okay.
On Friday. And we're going to do something 2 weeks from today. And she's going to let us play and throw some axes there.
Show you my brute masculinity at throwing stuff.
It's throwing an axe. I mean, anybody can throw an axe.
Anyone, just like anyone can throw a softball or a baseball.
Exactly. So I was thinking when we get closer to that, we will ask for pictures of the person you really dislike. Like an axe your ex kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll throw axes at those.
Yeah. I will put up a picture of a chimp.
Oh.
Ooh.
Can I see this person's picture that you refer to, the ex you don't like?
Yeah.
Okay. 818. Well, and thanks to everybody. Apparently, Brandy wasn't the one listening, but people were bugging her and blowing her phone up. Yeah. They're like, they're talking about you on the radio. So we got the Axe place like that. Boom. Can I get like the real trendy, chic ramen place next?
Right. Let's keep going.
Wouldn't it be so great if I could just talk about it and boom, it appears.
Speak
it
into existence. You've done it. Now we got to have like positive energy. Which is Janet? Is it written in the stars? Maybe you're the one who has to open one and run it.
There are days where I think I have more spiritual power than she does.
No, she's listening right now.
No, and I think she might concede that too.
She's gonna come here like the lady from the Poltergeist and be like, Eric.
The little lady?
Yeah.
That thing freaked me out.
That's an accurate portrayal.
Janet will be by in a moment. If you'd like to call now and hop in line to get on and have a free astrological reading with Janet Amid, you can call. If you're calling about a relationship, we could use that person's birthday as well and time of birth helps Janet with even more detail and accuracy. So 419-240-1055. Call now. We'll have you on with the one and only, thankfully, Janet Amid next.
Q105 traffic. Always
It's 8:29 on Q105. The Mistress of Doom is here.
It's the Mistress. Ooh, that is like really sexy music.
We are.
People loving it.
We got a lot to do. We got Valentine's Day. We got signs. We got lots of things to do.
And all in like, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, well, I mean, roads are slick and 2-hour delays. Can we
Not
talk?
Too bad.
Can we talk to, I know. But for kids getting to school, yeah. Can we talk to Devin?
I can talk to Devin anytime.
Devin!
Hi!
What's your question for our mistress, Janet?
Gotta be about love. Is it about love?
Devin?
Yes.
Okay, is it about love?
Yes.
Okay.
I recently just broke off my 2.5-year relationship just because I wasn't getting what I thought out of it. And
good for you!
due to the fact that I had plans with this individual and then things just kind of fell through the cracks and he was trying to convince me to stay, basically. So,
well, and, you know, interesting, history has it that you've self-sacrificed a lot in relationships in the past and you have a tendency that you give way too much. And you are a very strong, very intense person. You're almost like, you know, two different people rolled into one little person. You have the analytical, methodical side, but you also have that sort of self-sacrificing, nurturing, you know, traditional side and where you give a lot of yourself and lose yourself in the relationship. The interesting thing is you've been in a rough cycle for a while, maybe about 1.5 to 2 years, even after you guys got involved, it was still there. And that goes back to, you know, I talk about dates. December 2017 is when it started. So you have been in this funky place. Now, I will say this to you. You'll get married. There's no question about that. You will succeed in career. No, I mean, you're going to do very well because you're so motivated about life and everything about you. And you do, I feel like you'll end up with somebody that you're going to meet through a friend or he'll be a friend first. It'll develop into a relationship. And I also see you being very strong when it comes to anything you take, you know, you do. You're going to travel more. You're going to live somewhere else. You're not going to be here for the rest of your life. It's going to change in the next couple of years. But aside from that, you're a creature of habit. It's hard to let go of this person, even if it was not a good relationship and toxic and held you back to some degree or tried to hold you back because it didn't. But I do feel somebody will come into your life. I'm looking at spring, summer 2019. You're not going to be alone for long. And I think he's going to try to resurface and come back into your life. Although I would love if you call in next week to get his birthday to see if that does happen, if it's going to be an okay connection for you. My feeling is you need to move on, which you've done, and you know, lick your wounds and move on because somebody else is coming in around May or June 2019. Let me know. Good luck.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You've already got me in tears. Holy
oh honey,
cow.
That's okay. You're wonderful. You're going to be such a success. Don't even worry about it. You'll be great.
Thanks, Devin. You're like the Punxsutawney Phil of astrologers.
I'm exercising.
419. Yes. She will exercise her astrologer power. Call now 419-240-1055. You're on next with Janet.
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat. Highest floor of the Bowery.
She is the listener whisperer. Yeah. Her name is Janet Amid. She's here with us to take... You are. 419-240-1055. We have some more calls lined up in just a minute here at 836 on the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase. Floyd, our friend Janet. I was telling Floyd before you hopped in here that I have special powers. Spiritual. I am arguably on a spiritual even keel with you, right?
Yeah. We're like kindred buddy spirits. He's like a little brother to me.
What would you call my powers?
I think you're very intuitive. You sense things. I think most people are psychic, but some people don't work with it. You work with it.
I knew she was going to
feel it.
Yeah.
You feel the vibe. I'm very awake today.
There you are.
She woke.
Huh?
You woke.
It's because I'm giving up sugar. That's why I'm awake.
Is that... You've given up sugar for a while now?
I've been giving up sugar since I got sick in November.
Okay. You want to take some more calls?
I am willing to take calls.
419-240-1055. Floyd, who do we have?
We have Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Good morning.
Oi. Good morning.
What do you mean, oi?
I'm looking at Jeannie's stuff here, and I'm going, Jeannie, you really struggle when it comes to your relationship stuff. You have a very hard time. I'm sure you're the nicest person ever, but man, you like to be in control. You're like a little bit of like, you have this wonderful, lovely kindness, but then man, you are a toughie when it comes to love. Really tough. And I don't know where it comes from, except that I feel that in the past you probably have been bruised and emotionally, and you've had to create this wall, you know, so nobody's going to hurt me again. So I'll get you before you get me. And I can tell that you had gone through a very difficult time. It's quite a few years ago, but last year sucked sewer water big time, big time. Tough year, really struggling. And I feel that you do have, this is a good year to meet somebody. Are you asking about relationships?
Anything that you could find for me would help.
That's what I'm
saying. The water.
But does that make sense? You know what I've said? Yeah, you're like, when it comes to the workforce and anything like that, you're like dynamic. I'd hire you. But when it comes to love and romance and family stuff, kids, you feel like you're spinning your wheels a lot. And it's tough, especially with, you didn't mention kids or ask about them, but even when it comes to stuff relating to family, you just feel like you don't get what you need. But a lot of that's changing right now. I feel like you're moving into a better direction of your life. I'm not saying this is going to be the perfect year, but I do feel it's going to be a lot better than what last year was. Seriously, last year sucked. It was really difficult. So I kind of think that since last December of last year into this year, you're drawing somebody into your life, or you could. It's a much, much better cycle. Just kind of let down the guard a little bit, okay? And keep yourself open to new things, because I definitely see that happening. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
so you. Welcome. She's so sweet. Soft-spoken.
We got bad news here. Sometimes if you call, you're not going to get the news that you're hoping for, but you're going to get the truth.
It's the truth.
Who's up next, Floyd?
Jerry. It's Jerry. I was whispering.
Hi, Jerry.
Sherry,
I apologize.
Sherry, thanks for taking some time to call us here on the Morning Reboot. What's your question for Janet Amid?
Happiness.
Aw, you're making me so sad. But, you know, what is your time of birth? Do you know that at all?
No, I don't.
It's okay. Not a problem. You're a Sagittarius. One of the best signs of the zodiac. I'm a Sag. We're happy people.
Oh, okay.
Well, I will say this much. You haven't been happy for a while. And I think your choices with relationships are terrible. I do think you're a hard worker. You are very motivated. You tend to draw people into your life where I think you give more than you get back a lot. And I think you're the motivator of the partnership. I do know that it's not that I don't think you can't be happy, because I think if you choose to be happy, it'll happen. But sometimes circumstances just kind of take you down. My father used to say, he was an astrologer, and he used to say that you're born one way, then life gets a hold of you. Life got a hold of you. And so it's kind of made you kind of, you know, feeling like everything's glim and bleak. But it's not going to stay that way, because I do think things are going to change. I think you worry about money a great deal too, and finances. But I do know that you're coming into an amazing direction this year, and I feel like it's positive a lot more. Again, like last year was really hard, and even the year before that. But you had gone through a very bad time from 2009 through 2012. That was when your world came tumbling down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That was horrible. So you're coming into a better direction this year, a lot more favorable, a lot easier. But March is going to be a little tough for you. And once you get past around March 24th, you'll feel like the road is clear. It'll start clearing up for you, and then things will start falling into place. Okay? But you got to work with it, too. I wish you luck, sweetie. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. I still want to talk some Valentine's Day.
Forgot to tell her about watching her knees. Okay, go ahead.
Some Valentine's Day stuff. We've got to do some stuff. Floyd's got to sing the song.
Yes. I'm going to try to.
Okay. You'll be fine. And then a little bit before 9 o'clock, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Stay with us.
Q105 traffic sponsored by...
with the shape of you.
All right, 8:55. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. We'll hit all the Grammy things that we've not yet gotten to. Soon, you can always go back and get the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. To win the $1,000 payoff... Look, it's a different short code, okay? But text the word FREE, F-R-E-E, to 95819. Text the national keyword FREE to 95819. Good luck. That's for the $1,000 payoff. Final couple of minutes with our friend Janet Amid. She's here today to talk. Now, this is Valentine's Day week, right?
Right. And we have the moon in Gemini's in the sign of Gemini on a Valentine's Day.
What the hell does that mean?
That means that it's going to be a good time for communication. Isn't it on our website?
I gotta tell you, there's never a good time for communication these days. People are always screwing it up.
Well, this is going to be a good one. So we're going to go through each sign and describe what is going on with each of you on Valentine's Day, starting with Aries.
Aries.
The mood-setting moon in Gemini, Aries, on your special day makes you more chatty than ever. This day may prove to be an excellent one for private, intimate evenings in an out-of-way place. Avoid putting yourself in a position where you feel pressure to perform. It's a good day for you. Dress the nines. This is your night. Taurus.
Taurus.
You don't have to give a great voice. You don't have to go very far to make some magic happen this Valentine's Day. Being a Taurian, you always go way out of your way with only the best of the best. Finding a quaint and quiet place in your neighborhood will provide an ideal atmosphere for getting closer to the one you love.
I take exception or XXX exceptions to that. I'm not going out of my way for anybody.
Now, you stop. You would. With the one you love. But yeah. you haven't found that person yet.
Yeah, no. You know where I'm going to go out of my way from? I'm going to go out of my way from one side of the couch to the other.
Getting pizza, Mary Mama's. Or Mama Pete Mary's.
I got Mama Mary's on Friday night.
That's so good.
Yeah, I went out of my way for that.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
Did you, though? Because they delivered it, right?
They have a picture of him in the
Do
thing.
They really?
They have a shrine of you? Yes!
Yeah, but you know what? The Sean Hegarty picture is bigger.
Yeah, but I like that picture of you. It shows you ordering at the counter or picking something up.
Really?
Something.
Nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. They know, because I said, when I went in there, I ordered something. My friend and I were meeting for a business meeting, and I said, Eric Chase talks about your pizza all the time, so I'm not a pizza person, but I want to try it.
Who's not a pizza person?
I'm not a pizza person.
Everything you say from here on out is dismissed.
Well, I like it now, though. And then they go, oh, we like Eric. He's so nice. There's a picture of him. I said, oh, God.
What are you, like 39? 39 years old?
Yes, close.
So you turn 39 and all of a sudden you've been turned on the pizza?
Yeah.
I didn't get my pizza there.
I'm an Arab. I like hummus and shish tawouk.
How stereotypical.
So much.
You're riding her on your camel.
Come on. Aww. Gemini. This day will prove instrumental in defining the outcome of your romantic intentions. Don't overload your Valentine's Day with too many activities because you can't sit still, Gemini. The moon in your own sign does benefit you greatly as it adds energy to your already personable self. Start off by going to a trendy place, a place where you can let yourself go and enjoy. Cancer. The moon in Gemini in that private sector of your chart creates nostalgia as well as creating some really a good, tender environment for yourself. Being protective of yourself and your memories are going to be important at this time. So do something a little different. Lighten the mood. Perhaps try some ethnic foods, films, and music that may add an exotic air that makes you and your beloved feel more adventurous. Leo.
Leo.
The moon in your 11th house of connections can prove can turn this private and personal experience into more of a public event. Love is not just about couples, so organizing an event for your pals is a way to show your appreciation for them and to get some appreciation in return. If there's an unexpected change, they'll stay flexible instead of getting bogged down in details. Virgo.
Virgo.
Such a pretty voice. With the moon in Gemini, the sky may actually be the limit. In addition, you may find yourself feeling a bit of tense sentiment and deep emotion as you try to get everything exactly just so, just right. This can be a thrilling night if you allow it to be. Though perfection is your mantra, this may turn out to be a more relaxed, intimate night for you. Libra.
Libra.
This special day should be up your alley. You're a major fan of relationships and romance. And to top it off, the moon in sync to your own sign. How great is that? Romance is Valentine's Day, which will inspire you to make a big deal out of it. Be ambitious with your plans and have fun. Scorpio.
Scorpio.
The emotions associated with this romantic holiday may be especially strong for you this year. The moon in Gemini focusing in on getting the most of what you need and the best out of your day. This Valentine's Day, you may just want a quiet romantic evening at home, just nestling in with the family, children included. So plan this to make a special occasion. Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
This day brings a fresh new start to a new or existing relationship. Putting your best foot forward and not rushing into anything major can place you well ahead of the game plan. Intentions are crucial. Take the passion and enthusiasm that drives your love of work and life and make this your day. Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Ooh. Try not to focus too much on work, as the moon in Gemini in your chart is all about work and play. This may be what spins your wheels. However, your human side does desire love and romance. So this is the time to nurture it. But the key is making this magic day happen. Be kind and uncritical as you can. Set aside your ambitions, expectations, and kind of make it happen for yourself. Aquarius.
Aquarius.
There is something more seductive and sweet, tender moments that are unadorned with fancy concepts for all you Aquarians out there. Familiar places and activities create an atmosphere of safety that delicately displays the love you want to share. Serving the one you love with his or her favorite meal might be not original, but it can be the most direct route in showing how much you care. Pisces.
Pisces.
You're so funny.
What did I say last week?
This might be your best day ever, Pisces. The reason is fun, Gemini moon. It's all about feeling good and bringing romantic emotion and intention to the forefront. You may be feeling more sentimental than ever, which can also heighten the feelings. This is a very good day for you to create some kind of magic and let it kind of play out. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, the number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510. JanetAmid@AOL.com, or you can check out my website, JanetAmid.com.
You think this is the week Floyd and his man Stefan seal the deal?
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Do the nasty?
Yeah, well, it's not nasty. I mean, I know people think the things look nasty, but I think that they would have an intimate and romantic encounter.
I don't know. I can't say that about Floyd. Floyd is very particular. He wants everything to be just right, and he also wants his friend to know his soul before he knows his body.
That's deep. I am a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, you really
are.
My
body is a temple.
Floyd is very sensitive.
I get it.
And he's very...
You need to talk like you're on the show. We say sensitive.
Sensitive.
Thank you.
What did I do? What did I trip over?
I don't care.
I tripped over my tongue last week.
It was something with Twitter. I don't know what it was, but I remember all of us just got awkwardly quiet, and I was like, did you just say that? Like, it was, I don't know what it was. It'll come back to me.
We offended all the people with a lisp.
Well, we might have had a Voidacris moon that day, so it caused everything to be up in...
A Voidacris moon?
I love it. What about the... Oh, stop.
Thank you. Good to see you.
I will see you... April 7th, mark it on everyone's calendars. Sunday is our psychic event at the Mommy Pinnacle. Mm. You have to show up. Check out my website. Check out Facebook. You did put it on there.
I'm very
hugs
good.
Hugs and kisses to you.
I learned several times the hard way. I put everything in my calendar on my phone.
Too.
Good to see you.
Have a
safe week.
Yes, and I'll see you next week.
Yes, perhaps I'll find a girlfriend between now and then, and you can micromanage her by the stars.
Well, I hope it works out for you, but I don't think it's going to happen that soon.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain as well. 903.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is the home of Air.
That performance last night, even though you greatly dislike her, Floyd, was quite exceptional.
It was good, and I gave her that. I did.
This is Q105. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. There's a little bit of drama, besides a lot of people getting cut off by the music, but a little bit of drama from the, what is it, In Memory last
night?
Oh,
yes. People are mad that they did not include that attention guy.
The guy who, well, he obviously died. Some rapper
he was
dude?
Murdered.
Was he not? He was not a good dude, right?
No, and that's so I believe his family tweeted out, "Way to go!" And they, of course, they did the hashtag Black History Month. Let me explain this right now, people.
Do Black History Month.
Okay, here's my Black History Month clapback, because I'm black. Here's my history. It's a month. The Grammys are always held in February, friends. So here's the thing: white people are going to win awards at the Grammys, held in February, which happens to be Black History Month. We need to calm down and not use our outrage on stuff like someone winning a Grammy. Thank you from a TED Talk.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
But no, they're really upset. His family tweeted out, "Oh, great. It's not like he didn't contribute a lot to the music industry." He didn't, because I Googled him. I was like, all right, whatever. So people are mad about it. I'm like, eh. Because they're like, you put Avicii and Mac Miller in there. I was like, but
they were contributed
like,
a lot more.
They did, like... One was like an amazing producer, and one had like, I think he had the record for like hip hop rap albums, like number ones. Like, I mean, you're picking your battles here. It's cool.
They picked the wrong one.
They picked the wrong one because like literally, Black Twitter shut them down real quick. You know, Black Twitter, they're just, if they like you, they lift you up, but if they don't like you, they take you out at the knees.
You you hit it earlier. Hugh Jackman is just what letter away?
Oh.
He's an O away from literally being the greatest showman, or one of them. The actor inched one step closer to being part of the rarefied EGOT crowd. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony winners when he took home a Grammy last night. He earned his for compilation soundtrack for visual media along with the rest of the Greatest Showman team, including the songwriters. The award was originated as the best soundtrack album category in 2000. Some of the other big winners from the night, obviously, album was Kacey Musgraves. We can't comment on that because we don't know it, but it was a tight category.
She looked gorgeous.
Childish Gambino won big as well. Record of the year for This Is America, Best New Artist was Dua Lipa, who performed with your new favorite artist.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with her. With I am.
St. Vincent, they did One Kiss. And I know that you still want to see me. Like a Sunday morning music mm-hmm. Good stuff.
So mad. And every time we bring her up, I had that chance for that meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
And totally passed it because I didn't know who she was.
$15.
$15 to meet and greet Dua Lipa. And now look at her.
She's actually a two-time Grammy winner. Best New Artist last night. And she also won Best Dance Recording for Electricity with Silk City. Silk City was the name of the group. So her featuring Diplo and Mark Ronson. I thought the song was...
As someone who hangs out in nightclubs and in various cities, not just Toledo... I've heard it. It's not my favorite, but give it just due. She's popular. They're popular.
I thought I would know who the best dance electronic album winner is, but I don't know what Woman Worldwide Justice is. That I've never heard of it, and I can't believe with every pop song being EDM influenced these days, there wasn't some kind of crossover like a Silk City that was nominated. Best rap album was Cardi, one of a couple of her wins last night. Let's give you some of, well, you say the best performance?
Oh, I hands down. Okay. Yeah. My girl's so bad, my boy's so real. I ride in truck, there's big tall hills, big fat checks, big large bills. Burn out, flip like 10 car wheels. Cold real chill, I give bros chills. 10 different looks, so my lips so kill. I kiss them in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's the on wheels. Woo, woo, woo. I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. Jets. I like more than sex, but nothing in this world that I like more than checks. All I really want to see is the, I don't really need to be. So I started laughing because I posted on Facebook last night that it was my favorite performance until Dua Lipa and St. Vincent came out, but they were pretty basic. They just stood there. However, it was like Players Club, the musical, is the best way to describe it. Like, she had like 50 strippers up there. They were doing some provocative dances, but it was still classy. And she has really awesome stage presence. And mm-hmm. And as much as I tore her down before, I am like one more. If she gives me one more solid performance, I'm going to be a Cardi B fan. I'm already there. Like, my toe is on the other side of the line. My shoulder's already dipping. If she gives me one more good thing, I'm going to swivel my head and be a fan because I like her.
Welcome to the Church of Cardi.
I'm getting there.
You're a holdout.
I'm getting there.
Also, a lot of people on stage for this, which we will all kind of raise an eyebrow for.
This part was good.
I love this song.
Oh, Square Biz? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a gem. So, we're rating, because I did some ratings earlier. I'd give it a C, because she totally did not J-Lo it up. She stuck to it. She was a Square Biz. Now, the best part of that medley was the War song, when her and Alicia Keys did like this diva sidewalk together. Mm-hmm. It was so good. But other than that, it just kind of was just like, all right. It was like a Vegas residency.
Yeah.
And people went back and forth, like on my Facebook. They were like, yay. Other people were just saying, eh. I personally thought it was lackluster. But she did a good job, and she was endorsed by Smokey Robinson and Diana Ross, so I can't be mad that she did a Motown medley in front of Berry Gordy. Like, you know how much pressure that is?
Mm-hmm.
That man created all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it was, I think, considering the level of difficulty, it was well done.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Pharrell won Producer of the Year, non-classical. Whose album did he produce? Was it Cardi's?
No, Ariana Grande. He won for Sweetener.
Did
yes.
he?
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and Ariana did, well, so she won Pop Vocal Album for mm-hmm. Sweetener. Pharrell won Producer of the Year, the category.
Yeah.
So
to back you up, to solidify your point, so I was looking through it says all the albums he worked on throughout the year, mm-hmm. and they categorize them by success, and Sweetener was the first one.
Got it.
So I'm sure it's like a collaborative thing, but they mainly focused on that. Because the other albums I never heard of, really, or if I did, I never paid attention.
I didn't know that he did most of Ariana's mm-hmm. Album. She also tweeted last night, trash, after Cardi won, probably upset because Mac Miller was also in that Best Rap Album category, and she deleted it, and there were expletives, and she really injected herself when she didn't need to.
Yeah.
But she wasn't in the broadcast. So big night for Childish Gambino. Lady Gaga also won, and maybe this will be her big night. Maybe not necessarily for the Oscars, but here we go. Shallow.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
How many times have you seen her live?
Three. I've seen every concert except the last one when she broke like her hip or something. Right before her Super Bowl performance, so a while ago.
I saw her first. I saw the Monster World Tour. God,
where she comes out the big square.
I forget, because I was sitting side stage, and it was in Atlantic. They were good seats, except uh-huh. I was on the side, and it's one of the three or five best shows I've ever been to.
She puts on an amazing show, and I will say this, and people know that when I talk about Lady Gaga, the first time I saw her, there was an artist known by Jason Derulo who opened up for her, and I was like in the front row, and I was like, who is this woman screaming at me? And then come to find out, he blew up.
There you go.
He was screaming, and I mean that in the most deafening way. It was, my ears hurt.
Last thing to play here as we wrap up this Grammys recap. Drake also won for Best Rap Song. Didn't win for album. Wasn't nominated for Rap Album, which was really weird. But he won for God's Plan, and I think he had some really strong words.
This is a business where sometimes, you know, it's up to a bunch of people that might not understand, you know, what a mixed race kid from Canada has to say, or
Jewish,
or a fly Spanish girl from New York, or anybody else. Or a brother from Houston right there, my brother Travis. But look, the point is, you've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, if look, Look, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won.
But next, a special Grammy performance by Diana Ross.
He shouldn't have paused.
They said, he said, but, and the Grammy producer said, nope. But he had some very solid points. Like I stated earlier in the show, people do set aside money for shows. Like, that's why they announce them so early. Like, tomorrow I'm going to see Cher. Like, admit my tickets, like, were given to me by a friend who couldn't go. But, like, he said he was saving up for, like, literally a year. He saved, like, two paychecks to get these tickets. So he was like, and I'm one of those people like, hey, if I'm going with you, I'll pay you back. He's like, no. I worked hard for these tickets. Just take it as a gift. But people do set aside some of their time in life to be like, ooh, so-and-so is going on tour in July. It's February. I need to know how much I can save to go and to get those tickets. I was the same way with Beyonce.
There is a slight connection between fame and popularity, mm-hmm. and people spending their money and winning these very prestigious awards, but sometimes they're not. You can also compare it to, look, lots of people saw Aquaman and Venom and all the comic book movies, and besides Black Panther, they don't sniff the Academy Awards. That doesn't mean they're not successful, because they are. And you mentioned the butt, so God, I hope this is edited.
What did Father used to say? Everything before the word butt is horse.
Okay, so that's what it was. Everything before the butt. I couldn't do it.
What did Father used to say? Everything before the word butt is horse.
Everything before the word butt is horse.
I love it.
Dude, you wait till April. This show is going to be like wall-to-wall Game of Thrones. I will stay.
How many seasons are there? Because I need to catch up if you're like into it.
Seven.
Ooh, that's a little too long.
They're
too much
Sunday
for me.
Nights, and they're going to be on at 9 o'clock, so I'm going to stay out past my bedtime. Then afterwards, there's something on Twitter that does like a post-show recap and gets into theories and all. I'm going to be up till midnight on Sundays.
So do the seasons run into each other? Like, if you don't, so if I start season 7, I'm gonna be lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Poop.
Yeah. Okay. And I can't even explain it to you. 9:29. Hopefully we gave you what you were looking for. Hopefully you enjoyed the Grammys as we did last night. Any part of this show you want to get, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get our podcast link.
Do the math. $1,000
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
My tweet today is not funny, nor clever, nor sexual, nor witty. It's just a fact. Actually, it's a request. Are you ready?
Yes.
From John Caramanaka. I just retweeted this. You'll have to go. Leak Drake's full speech, please.
Oh, that's a good one.
We played Drake's speech earlier, which he said, but took a breath, and somebody hit the music button and ushered him off the stage last night.
They did.
At the Grammys. Do you have a most liked tweet?
I did have one, but it's a visual one, and it's just funny. If you watch the Grammys, it says, I want someone to look at me the way that Jada Smith looked like Diana Ross, knowing who she was. Because he was looking at her very deranged.
You're right. Why was she there?
It was her, and you can't even say it was her birthday, because it's next month.
Jada Pinkett Smith?
Oh, why was she there?
Well, I get Diana Ross, Motown and everything.
Yeah, for sure, but you have to look the way that Jada Smith's looking at Diana Ross. Like, she's a...
Evil?
No. Well, I guess he's bisexual. He's gay-ish.
Who?
Jada Smith. He came out.
Whoa.
Yep, breaking news about a year ago. He came out of being like bisexual, gay, non-conforming. Oh,
Jada, Will Smith's wife.
Yes, and their son, Jaden.
Oh, I said Jada.
Oh, Jada, she could be a lesbian too. She's weird like that.
Yes.
She could be playing with everyone.
Right. Oh, okay. I missed the E-N.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking really fast.
I don't care about him, because she was on the broadcast last
night. She was one of the... Apparently, I looked up why they picked those four. It's the four most influential women of the past year. So... I got Michelle. I got Gaga. Didn't really get J-Lo because she hasn't really done anything. And I didn't get Jada.
Yeah.
Unless her Red Table Talk. People like her Red Table Talk. I've watched it a few times. She's opened up some doors about dialogue within like the black community and like other cultures and stuff. But I just don't understand why she was there.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, my tweet makes sense if you saw the way he was looking
at her last. I get it. 9:46 tomorrow. Our friend Jordan Tomase from BCSN will be in with us. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. We'll give away some fun prizes for that. And it's themed for Valentine's Day. How's your Valentine's Day history when it comes to trivia?
Oh, my Valentine's Day?
Terrible.
I mean, I have not celebrated Valentine's Day. This will be my first one essentially with another person, so I don't know.
Okay.
Probably awful.
Panel full of late. No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You say that every week.
I have confidence in you.
You always have confidence. And then I let you down horribly, like a child at a baseball game and his dad cheering him on. I'm like, oh, I don't know him.
You don't let me down.
Okay.
You don't let me down. Panel full of ladies as well. Slay It or Spray It. You'll be doing some singing again. That's on tomorrow's show. If you want today's show, shortly after 10 o'clock, text Eric to 419-240-1055. Your next chance to text the national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff happens at noon with Russ. Hot time with Russ later on today on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot, 5:45 to 10 a.m. weekdays. We'll be here tomorrow. We hope you join us on Q105. Do the math.